You're listening to Unsolicited Yarn with Faith, a podcast about everything and anything. Pure vibes, pure cruise. Let's get into this episode, baby. Happy new month! Welcome back to season 3, episode 2 of Unsolicited Yarn. So, when I was thinking, I was like, what will I come and talk about this month? I was like, you know what? Wedding season is actually coming back. Actually, it started officially this month. And this is not just any wedding season. If you know me, I'm a proper wedding guest. I love weddings. I love love. We're doing COVID wedding. Like, it's the aftermath of COVID. So, I feel like we have to level the playing field on the rules and regulations for weddings now, because I think some people have lost their minds. As per inflation, things are expensive. What was $5 is now $20. What was $40 is now $100. So I believe that weddings now cost more. And having a sister that's getting married, I understand. So what people were doing in 2019, you can't even do it now because they're charging like way, way more than the price. So I decided that I'll come here and say what all these people that are getting married are too nice to say to their wedding guests, because the nonsense I've seen from people. Anyways, so let's get into it. So if you're going to a wedding this summer, I want to give you your African wedding guide, the do's and don'ts. And I'm going to say a lot of things and people's feelings will be hurt, but I think I'm doing a lot of people a good service for that, so people will stop bothering them. Now, take it as you want. If you get hurt, that's your problem. But we move, okay? So I'm going to start with the don'ts. Now, the number one, strictly by invitation. Strictly by what? Say it with me, invitation. If it says strictly by invitation, stay in your house. I don't think people understand how much the average, and I'm Nigerian, so I'll speak on Nigerians, the average Nigerian wedding costs, and people forget it. If they say stay in your house, strictly by invitation, stay in your house. You coming or you bringing your friend to somebody else's wedding, where sometimes they even pay per head or they've accounted for 350 people for food, you not think it's proper to invite 5 of your extra friends with you to somebody else's wedding that they only invited you as their as the one person? They will let you do plus one, you not did plus 5. Please, now you've taken their budget from 350 people to feed to now 4. I think that is so rude. And don't get me wrong, like, yes, that was allowed before COVID, but y'all, things are cost. Go to African markets, a box of fish that used to be like what, $60 or $70 is now like $100 per box. That's one box of fish, yo. One box of fish that has like 50-60 pieces of fish. So imagine somebody having to buy that much, or rice, or anything that they're spending at the wedding. It's everything's expensive. So if they tell you strictly by invitation, please keep to it. The next one, this one I think is specifically for the mummies, but I think some of us too, we act like them. Stop fighting for food. Guy, if they said that there's no to-go boxes, go and sit down. Like, it's okay. You don't have to pack food to your house. If you're hungry, go to Ike's or go down the street to get food. Tell your mummies to stop fighting for food in the buffet line. Tell your mummy stop going back there to go and be packing food. It's not your food. You didn't pay for it. Like, the audacity of some people. And I've seen this happen lately a lot. They'll cook something and one auntie will go in the corner and I'm packing it to her house, stacking like 7-8 plates of to-go boxes. Like, what is wrong with you? Where's your home training? Or they'll be giving person one piece of meat in the line and the auntie or somebody will say, oh, that piece of meat is not enough. Auntie, they gave you one piece. Keep moving. If you want to eat fish, go and buy your own fish. That's two. Third one is all those people that say, do you know who I am? Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know whose son or daughter I am? I think it's more common in Nigeria, but I've seen this happen here. No, keep your ego at home. Nobody cares whose son or daughter you are. You're at my wedding. Behave yourself. And I'm speaking on behalf of the couples. And then if they didn't invite you, it's okay. I think some people get hurt because you think you're paddy with somebody and you think, oh dang, they should have invited me. When couples sit down and create lists for weddings, they are looking at most priority, and sadly, boo, you're not a priority. And it doesn't mean anything. It's just like that uncle comes first before you. So you're like, oh, somebody didn't invite me to their wedding. Depending on your relationship, or because I know the stuff that happens. When somebody doesn't invite you, you think, oh, because we're Instagram besties and we reply on each other's stories, blah, 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 I should have gotten invited. It's okay. Like, you don't have to be invited. Like, and it doesn't mean that bad people or they hate you. It's just cost. They're trying to cut. Okay, I'll give an example, because people are like, what's the cost? Okay, there's one nice, really, really nice ballroom in Atlanta, like around Georgia State, right? If you don't know, before, I think like 2015, that hall was like maybe 15K. That hall now, today, as I'm speaking, is about $25,000. So see the price jump. So somebody's paying already $25,000 for this, $10,000 for food. Yes, food costs that much. You're buying drinks, you're buying your wedding dress, you're doing this, makeup, hair, photographer. Okay, all the babes that watch Maxwell Jennings, go on Maxwell Jennings' website. I don't even want to call it out. But that guy is over 5K for a wedding. Then you're adding that, then you're adding this, you're adding that. There's no way you can invite everybody. And they're not Dangote. Like, there's no way you can invite all your Instagram besties. So if somebody, you don't get an invite, you see it on Instagram, it's okay. Like, don't carry offense in your heart because somebody didn't invite you to. Stop being a bitter Nigerian auntie. It's not that big of a deal. Okay, next one. If they put small chops for the whole table, don't eat it all. I have seen this so much. Like, people's ojukokora weddings. They'll put like a bowl of like 10 puff puff. Before you know it, somebody has already pocketed like 4 or 5 in their mouth. Is it only you? We know coming. And you know the part that pisses me off? Everybody has come to the wedding, we are hungry. Maybe they have wasted our time. We are sitting down there and we are hungry. Then I finally bring the puff puff. Now it's in our pockets full. Because what? Are you a monkey? Why are you eating all that all the food? So please, eat the puff puff or whatever. Chin chin. Share on the table, please, 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 please share. Let everybody eat equally. Stop pocketing. And then the next one, if they don't call your table, don't get up. This is my biggest pet peeve, because I actually come to weddings and I come with common sense. Then when I say only table 3 can get up, before you know it, people in the back, table 19, table 20, they're already in line. Like, what is open Nigerians and Africans and obeying rules? I don't understand. But if they go to Woko or they're around white people, they behave themselves. But for some reason, when they come to African settings, their common sense just switches off. Please, if they don't call your table, sit down. Like, it just is so much chaos when people don't do what they're supposed to do. And then I know the bride's body will just be itching her because she can't come off the stage and help. So please, if they don't call your table, don't do it. Last one for don'ts. Stop giving the DJ song requests. You did not pay for him to come to the wedding. And you don't know his job better than him. Keep your song request to yourself. If they don't play it, okay. If they play it, okay. Last, if you want to dance that bad, play it to your car on the way home. Some people come in, oh, can you play this song? Can you play this song? Can you play this song? Is it your wedding? Oh, why they pay you KFLA? It's for the couple's parents. Sit down. Like, I think sometimes people just come and they're nitpicking everything. Oh, they didn't play this song. They didn't play that song. Now, there are some bad DJs. Don't get me wrong. But I think sometimes people come and they think this is their house, trying to control the DJ and everything. Just sit down and calm down. Okay? Yeah. So now I'm going to go into the do's. What you should do, you know? So the first one is bring money. Come and spray. I think this is something our generation doesn't do. Hey, tabo. Our generation, you see, doesn't. I don't know. Take it like that. We don't do it enough. Like, I feel like a lot of us just come, we eat, and we go home, and we party. Omo, that's not how we do things. We're Africans. If it's to spray $10, bring it. Or if it's to buy something off your registry, don't come and be eating free food. And this is different. Like, if you bought Ashebi, I definitely understand. You supported in your own way. But some of us just come. Actually, this gay crash, they just come there and be eating all the food. They no spray. Shishin, they no see. Meanwhile, you have money. Collect money. Go to the bank. Change. Even if it's $20, change it and come and spray. Don't come there and just come and be eating and going home. It's so rude. And I think it's like something that our generation is doing and we're passing on that nonsense. That's not who we are. We support. So go change money before you go to any wedding. Even if it's $10, trust me. And this is if you are not in the Ashebi squad, because Ashebi is his own price. But even Ashebi people, too, they'll still support. So please, change money. Even if it's $10, go and change it and spray the couple. And don't come. Another one people do is I'm going off on tangents now. All people do is come and they just come to record on their Instagram, or they'll just be watching like concerts. The MC will say, come and dance, come and dance. They'll just be sitting down there. What did you come to the wedding to do? I'm confused. Like, did you just, it's not a concert. Get up and support the couple. Help them. Don't make the wedding awkward or make it bad vibes. Anyways, okay, another do is sew your Ashoy B to the color scheme. I feel like with Bella Ninja and Ashoy B Bella and all that kind of stuff, people are always trying to trend. Fine, whatever. But some of you are just, I don't want to say daft, or like, I don't want to say you're trying to bypass the bride, because that's like pretty impossible in African culture. But some people just don't follow the color scheme. I'll give an example. Color scheme is orange and black, and the bride specifically says, please follow the color scheme. And you're like, no, I want to be extra. You're not going to take pink feathers and add it to the top and bottom of the dress. And then yeah, you're messing up the bride's pictures. Like, and you'd be like, it's not that deep. No, it is that deep when I'm paying 60K for my wedding. You better, if you don't want to follow the rules, just sit down. You can be a guest. Stop showing Ashoy B that doesn't match the color scheme. At least follow the color scheme. If the color is black and yellow, at least try to follow it to the best of your ability. Don't go and add pink or orange and you're just like, I'm trying to be different. It's not the time. Yes, it's your Ashoy B, but yes, it's also somebody's wedding and you agree to it, to be part of, to celebrate them properly. So please, 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 please keep your Ashoy B creativity, but stop doing that. Another deuce is RSVP on time. This one is Nigerian. RSVP on time. I think, yeah, we've seen this problem a lot. Like, people don't RSVP. And then, you know, you just, I think sometimes it shocks those people when they go to those Nigerian weddings where they actually have somebody at the door and they don't let them in. I think we're getting to that point now. RSVP. If the couple says RSVP, and some of you guys, help your parents to RSVP too. Please, we know our parents and how they act. If the couple's invitation says RSVP by May, help your parents RSVP. As you're RSVPing, put your parents. Or even you yourself. Don't say, oh, we're Nigerians, we're just going to come and do vibes. My friend, you will sit in the parking lot. Try me. Anyways, that's that. And then another one is try to come on time. And when I say come on time in Nigerian terms. So if it says 7 on the invitation, show up like 8:39. And this is for the couples that have common sense, because I've gone to events that started like 3-4 hours later, aka Igbo people. I don't know what's wrong with you people, but you guys don't start events on time, especially the Atlanta ones. And that's another conversation for another day. I specifically, when I go, if any Igbo person invites me to the event, I always add like 5 hours on top. I don't know what it is about Igbo people and latecomers and starting events late in Atlanta, but that's what they do. Anyways, RSVP on time and get there on time. On time in quotations as African time. And if you're African American listening to this, if an African person invites you to this, and or you're just white, I don't know if white people listen to this, but whatever, as far as you're not African, ask them what time is the actual time you're going to start, because some couples put an extra time on top. So let's say the event actually starts at 7, but they put 4 because they know how Africans are. Another one is parking properly. This is one big issue that we always see in weddings. Nigerians bring their Agbero Lagos behavior to the United States. Actually, they only do this at African weddings or African settings. There's enough parking space. Stop parking. Some people park and they will block like 5 cars. That's when the MC will not get on the mic and start saying, if you are plate number 2225, please come and move your car. Like, we don't need to be doing that in this day and age. Have common sense and park properly. If there's no parking, there's still a way to park without blocking people's parking spots. So please, before police come and carry your car, and they will not say, I came to this person's wedding and this is when it happened. So that's it for this episode of Unsolicited Yan. If you have any questions, comments, or reservations, don't forget to hit us up on our various social media platforms or email us. And don't forget to share with your friends too. See you next time!